The enemy of the Zimbabwean people, Robert Mugabe, is still in office. A 12 noon deadline for him to resign has come and gone. The army has said fairly recently that it is going to have a media conference soon or issue a statement, I'm not sure which, to give its view on the path forward. An impeachment motion has been prepared, and if Robert Mugabe does not resign, that will be debated in the Zimbabwean parliament tomorrow. It requires a two-thirds majority to be passed, which would mean that the opposition has to vote alongside ZANU-PF, and whether they will do so without conditions, unconditionally, or whether they will say to ZANU-PF, we will only vote for the impeachment if you concede A, B, and C relating to governance issues and electoral issues and the like. Zimbabwe has to go to the polls by the 22nd of July next year. Let's find out from Hitakane Magwedze, Eyewitness News reporter, on the line to us from Harare. Hitakane, good afternoon. The noon deadline has come and gone. Has there been anything from State House, anything from the army, anything from the Zimbabwe Military Veterans Association about the way forward?
Good afternoon, John. There have not been any statements or any briefings. The only briefing that has been was from the military veterans who said that they were going to continue calling for President Mugabe to step down. In fact, they're saying they're quite disappointed in that he didn't resign last night. They're also going to the High Court to ensure that the move by the military to take over government is declared legal. But as far as other statements from... good afternoon, John. There have not been any statements or any briefings. The only briefing that has been was from the military veterans who said that they were going to continue calling for President Mugabe to step down. In fact, they're saying they're quite disappointed in that he didn't resign last night. They're also going to the High Court to ensure that the move by the military to take over government is declared legal. But as far as other statements from, for example, ZANU-PF, we haven't heard anything. We did, however, speak to ZANU-PF just after midday when the deadline for President Mugabe to resign lapsed, and they said they hadn't received anything from him. We do understand that the party is currently meeting at its headquarters here in Harare to discuss a way forward. And this is, of course, in terms of the impeachment. The impeachment process is expected to start by tomorrow. The chief whip, in fact, is, I believe, is in process of applying with Parliament that President Mugabe be impeached. Other than that, there are some organizations, including a collection of churches and Christians, who are holding the prayers and talks at the Africa Square Park, where they're calling, they're repeating calls for President Mugabe to step down.
And I understand it's speculation, but what is the sort of dominant theory as to why Robert Mugabe is resisting? Does he think he can get away with it? Does he really believe what he said on television last night, that he would be in charge at the ZANU-PF conference, which is, I think, on the 8th, the 12th of December?
Well, there are speculations that he believes that he will be around for that conference. When he delivered that speech, he seemed quite relaxed and gathered in terms of thoughts, but there are speculations that he's willing to fight tooth and nail to remain in power. We do know from people we spoke to who said they never expected that he would resign on live television, because he still has his integrity to protect, and they say he'll protect his integrity until the end. In fact, they say he'll be hiding behind the Constitution, which they say doesn't allow them, doesn't allow ZANU-PF to remove him from power, from presidency, only from being leader of the party. So it would seem that the president is going to fight until the end. But ZANU-PF says that more than 90% of parliament will be voting for him to be impeached. And we, at this moment, don't know how he could.
And there we go, the telecommunication system bringing that conversation to an end. We will be talking about Zimbabwe again, try and get an understanding of whether Emmerson Mnangagwa would be in any way a different kind of president, and Robert Mugabe, would he just be a younger version of the despotic 93-year-old?